So just over 2 months ago, I posted a video that went pretty viral. I talked about starting from zero financially speaking. It's always interesting to see what videos take off and why. Sometimes it's super clear to me why it did, and sometimes I'm just really confused as to why. However, this one did make a lot of sense to me. I think a lot of people are in situations where they feel so stuck and have a hard time even thinking how it can possibly get better. I was also in this situation, so I think the fact that people know a part of my story helps too. This is where I think my content really helps because I come from a super non-judgmental space and I've also been there. I tell you in quick steps how you can actually turn things around. Whether or not you're ready to make that change, well, that's completely up to you. But at the end of the day, I do hope my content will eventually help to motivate you. Anyway, the response was incredible on this video, and so many people were saying how glad they were that they stumbled upon this video and that they're so happy to stay on the positive side of social media and are so eager to become financially literate. I figured this would actually be a great podcast episode too, where I can dig even deeper into each step. So whether you're currently buried in debt, you live paycheck to paycheck, or you're just simply bad with money and have no idea where it's all going, then these 5 steps that I will share with you in this episode will help you take control of your finances. Okay, so let's start with the very first step, and this is getting clear on where you currently stand financially. In order to take control of your money, you have to conduct a financial audit. Right now, you might be thinking that this either sounds horrible, terrifying, or you think you already have a good idea of your money situation. Either way, you have to do this. This is a total non-negotiable. You might be thinking, what exactly do you mean by conducting a financial audit? This really means doing a complete deep dive into your money situation currently. You need to know exactly how much money is coming in each month, how much is going out, and truly where your money is being spent. I know that facing your finances like this might feel terrifying, but if you're truly ready for change, then you cannot continue to avoid it. So there are 4 main steps in conducting a financial audit on yourself. The first step is writing down all of your sources of income. If you have a side hustle or a super inconsistent income, what I would do is get a conservative average. Look at your last 12 months worth of income, pick the lowest 6, ignore any $0 or super low income months, and create a 1 month average off of that. The second step to your audit will be to list out all of your fixed expenses. This includes your rent or mortgage, car payments, insurance, cell phone bill, etc., gym membership, subscriptions, things like that. The third step, which is probably the most time consuming step, I'm not gonna lie, and this is that you have to do an audit of your spending from the past 30 days or even 60 days if you're up for it. If you use a credit card or a debit card, this will be pretty easy. You want to look at how much you spend and categorize them into common categories like groceries, household, takeout, Ubers, beauty, etc. The fourth step to your audit, and this is only if you have debt, is that you need to tally everything up and organize them. This part might be super uncomfortable because maybe you've never actually faced that total before, but this part should help motivate you to make change. Write down each type of debt, interest rate, and all current minimum payments. When I first did my first financial audit, I was shocked. I mean, I kind of knew that I was obviously spending way above my means, but to see the totals categorized like that, it was quite honestly a slap across the face that I needed. I had credit card debt, I was paranoid about rent being due, and I didn't have a single penny to my name. Yet here I am spending over $1,000 on wants. This was a huge wake-up call for me, and I hope it will be for you too. This audit will give you a full financial snapshot so you can make informed and smart decisions moving forward. Okay, so the second step to taking control of your money is picking a debt payoff strategy. Someone once told me that your debt is essentially stealing money from you, and for some reason, this just really clicked with me. I hated the idea that my money was being stolen by high interest charges, and I knew I wanted to gain control of my life again. Debt really does eat away at your income. I see this all of the time on my calls and my custom budgets that I make. We're talking thousands of dollars each month going towards debt repayment. Focusing on paying this off will not just give you freedom and more options, but my God, the weight that will be lifted off your shoulders will be an incredible feeling. There are 2 main and popular strategies, which is the snowball and avalanche method, and picking between them is either going to be an emotional or logical decision. Do what feels best for you. Both methods will require you to make minimum payments on all but one. And then once the focus debt is paid off, you'll target the next balance. Each time you roll over your payment from your focus debt plus the minimum payment on the next one, so your payment will continue to get bigger every single time. So first, let me quickly explain the snowball method to you. This is when you will organize your debts from your lowest to highest owed. You will focus on the paying off the smallest debt first while making minimum payments on the rest. What I like about this method is that it builds momentum pretty quickly, and most importantly, it builds confidence. Even if your first card only has a $1,000 balance, for example, being able to pay that off quickly might be the boost that you need to tackle the rest. The second method is the avalanche method. This is where you'll organize your debts from your highest to lowest interest rates. You'll tackle the highest one and leave everything else on minimum payments. This one financially is the most cost-effective because you will pay less interest over time. However, depending on how your debts are dispersed, you might not see progress as quickly as the snowball method. I'll share a quick practical example for you. Let's say you have three different debts: a $1,000 credit card at 20% APR, a $5,000 loan at 10% APR, and finally another credit card with a $2,500 balance at 25% APR. With the snowball, you'll tackle the $1,000 credit card first because it's your lowest owed debt. While with the avalanche, you'll focus on the $2,500 credit card first because it has the highest interest rate. My tip on how to decide if you're still not sure: if you need quick wins, go with the snowball method. If you have enough discipline and you want to pay the least in interest, choose the avalanche method. Also, don't forget to celebrate small wins along the way. Perhaps you have a favorite coffee shop that you like to go to. Make that your price each time that you pay off a debt, and take that time to enjoy that special coffee or pastry dish. Your third step is creating attainable short-term financial goals. I love doing this because it can really help you in visualizing your future and where you want to be. Goals will give you the direction, purpose, and it will really help you in boosting your confidence. When you're hitting a big reset like we are talking about today, I think it's important to create small goals. So in this instance, if you're here and ready to make this change in your life, create a 1 month, a 3 month, and a 6 month, and a 12 month goal for yourself. This might sound like a lot, but I promise it's not. As an example, your first 1 month goal can be to track your expenses for 30 days. This is a small but achievable win that you can easily get done. My budget template has a monthly tracker that will make this super easy for you, but you can also use your own budgeting app or even your notes app on your phone, whatever works. The most important thing here, though, is that you're building momentum and creating a really good habit. A 3 month goal can be to pay off your first credit card. Again, this will obviously depend on your debts, but this could be an attainable one for you. A 6 month goal could be to build a 1 month emergency fund while also focusing on debt repayment. Lastly, an example of a 12 month goal could be to pay off three debts or build a fully funded 3 month emergency fund. Run your numbers and create goals that will help you along the way, but they need to be realistic. I did a deep dive a few episodes ago on how to create proper goals, so if you want more specifics, you should definitely tune into that one. I remember my first 1 month goal was a no spend month. I did this because I was ready to make a change and I wanted it to be hard, but still achievable. When I completed that month of not spending a single penny on wants, it allowed me to boost my credit card payment, and for the first time, I had the confidence in myself that I was actually able to do this. After this, my positive financial habits just started to snowball. I began tracking my spending, I was budgeting, and I had a clear direction of where my life was headed, and it was an indescribable feeling. The reason why I think it's important in the first year to create super small but achievable goals is because it will make all of this manageable. It will help build momentum, confidence, and of course, you're going to be creating some incredible money habits that will not only help you now, but in the long run. Ready for step four? Ask yourself this one question. What short-term sacrifices are you willing to make in order to make your financial goals happen? Really think about this. In most cases, you cannot achieve big financial wins without making some trade-offs. Also, remember that sacrifices doesn't mean it's forever, and it also doesn't have to mean complete deprivation. There is, of course, a balance. A lot of the time, people will message me saying there's no space in their budget to make any progress towards their debt or having the ability to save and invest. I'm sorry to say this, but some of the time, this is complete BS. When I create custom budgets for people, I'm usually quite shocked to see how much money is left over after the essentials. This is why it's so important to split up your needs from your wants. Many people will say, well, I have to get my nails done every 2 weeks, or I have to take Ubers, or I have to be able to go to restaurants. No, you're wrong. These are wants and these are luxuries, not a need. Common sacrifices that you can consider cutting would be how often you eat out, order takeout, or grab a coffee. If shopping and beauty is a big part of your monthly habit regularly, you might want to consider temporarily cutting this out of your budget in order to achieve the financial goals you created for yourself. This change can be shocking and hard for many, but I want you to think of this as a way to redirect your money toward what really matters. So instead of spending $150 on a night out, for example, you're instead inviting your friends over and spending $50 each on an at-home cocktail and happy night in. Now you have an extra $100 to put towards either debt repayment or building an emergency fund. During this time, it's important to think about your why. Think about why it is that you're doing this to help motivate you to continue. This isn't necessarily going to be easy, but I promise you that the short-term sacrifice will be worth it in the long run. These sacrifices will not last forever, but most of the time, it's the jumpstart that you'll need to get moving. And finally, my friends, we're at step 5, and this will be all about budgeting and tracking your spending. I think budgeting has a bit of a bad rep. Many people feel like this is such a restrictive way of looking at your finances, but I completely disagree. It's a way for you to be in tune and be intentional with your money. It actually allows you to spend money on the things that you love, value, and bring you joy. My favorite way of budgeting is a zero-based budget. This is where every single dollar that comes in has a job and a purpose. This is how my budget template is set up, and not only myself, but tens of thousands of you are also enjoying this and using it to level up your finances. The first step to budgeting is super simple, especially since you've already done a lot of the work using the steps in this episode. You want to insert your income, fixed expenses, applicable debts, and allocate a budget towards your variable needs. Whatever's left is what you have to play around with to boost debt repayment, savings, investments, and give yourself some wants spending. It's okay to spend a bit of money on wants even when you're in debt, because I don't think completely depriving yourself does anyone any favors. However, as I mentioned, some sacrifices are key. As a general rule of thumb, when it comes to budgeting, 50% should go towards needs, 30% towards wants, 20% towards savings. However, I think you should flip wants and savings because in most cases, I think you're better off saving more versus spending on fun. Use these percentages as a guideline and customize it to your own situation because I know 50, 30, 20 is not necessarily realistic for most people. If you're going to go aggressive on debt repayment, you might only allocate 5% towards wants, 5% towards building an emergency fund, and 90% going towards your necessities and debt repayment. Common challenges that I see is that people get overwhelmed with tracking their spending, and my tip is to do this once per week so it doesn't build up too much. I personally just have a spending note on my phone, and every time I spend money, I write it down. And once per week, usually on Sundays, I sit down and insert everything into my spending tracker. Doing this weekly will allow you to see if you're on track or perhaps if you need to make any adjustments moving forward. And again, if you're interested in my template, I have it available and linked on all my social media channels. It's only $9 and always will be. Or you can even create your own if you're savvy and feeling inspired. And as a reminder, a budget is really your own financial plan to reach your goal. The more you work with it, the easier and more freeing it becomes. I really hope that this episode gives you the motivation that you need to take control of your money. I know it may seem like a lot and I don't want you to get overwhelmed. So start slowly at your own pace with each step. As a reminder, step 1 is conducting a financial audit. Step 2 is picking a debt payoff strategy. Step 3 is setting short-term financial goals. Step 4, you need to have an honest conversation with yourself and ask what sacrifices you're willing to make. And lastly, step 5, you need to hold yourself accountable by budgeting and tracking your spending. Remember, you don't have to be perfect to make progress. Start small, stay consistent, create those good habits. This is key here. And don't forget to celebrate your small wins along the way. Getting your finances together is not a sprint, my friends. So with this, I challenge you to start step 1 this week. Do a financial audit, then create a timeline to complete the rest. But it's important to build momentum here. You've got this.